Welcome to FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. I'm Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, playoff drivers speak. For the final time before the NASCAR regular season ends, the bubble drivers for the NASCAR playoff spots talked to the media today, and for some of them, they're sleeping very comfortably. For others, they know they have to win. William Byron was the first one to speak with the media, and he told reporters he is the least stressed out of all of them contending for one of those two final playoff spots.
You know, honestly, I've thought a lot about the race, but I think I'm the least stressed about it. Just because I feel like at Daytona, you always have an opportunity. You know, you always have a chance to do well or even for things to go wrong. The track doesn't really owe you anything. I've had some great results. I've won at Daytona in the Xfinity Series, won the duel this year to start the season. So, you know, and I've also had some unfortunate ones, but, you know, like the Daytona 500 this year where we finished dead last. So I think it's honestly just one of those places that never owes you anything. And you know, I don't stress about it as much as maybe a place like Bristol or Dover, you know, where you can run poorly just based on performance. So I think it's a great opportunity for us. That's really how I look at it. And just excited to get down there. And you know, it's going to be very difficult to points race. I think that honestly, I'm going to try to approach it the same way that I did the playoff race last year at Talladega when we were trying to make it into the round of eight, which was try to go out there, win stages, you know, and see where that puts us.
Next up on the media schedule, it was Ricky Stenhouse Jr. And unlike William Byron, Stenhouse has to win in order to make the playoffs. He cannot rely back on his points. For Stenhouse, nothing is going to change in the way he races. He's going to race exactly how he races on a super speedway racetrack.
You know, for me, I race every speedway race the same. You know, I felt like we had a good strategy going into the 500, be up front in all the stages, get stage points and just put yourself in the right positions to keep track position when it comes down to the end of the race. I think you don't want to start that final stage, you know, in the back. I think you definitely need to be up front. If you're in the back, it's not a killer, but it's definitely going to make it a little more challenging. So we'll try and keep our track position, race aggressive to stay up front. I treat those stages similar to the end of the race. What moves can I make, you know, to get to that green checkered finish, you know, at the point of where I want to gain positions and see if I can practice that twice before we get down to the actual checkered flag.
Byron will start in the sixth position on Saturday night, while Ricky Stenhouse Jr. will have to come all the way back from 31st position. Coverage of the 62nd annual Coke Zero Sugar 400 will get underway. Big NBC will have the call pre-race at 7 p.m. Eastern, with the green flag waving at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Number two, starting lineups announced for Daytona and for Xfinity and Truck Boys. The lineups were announced for the Cup Series, Xfinity Boys, and the Truck Boys, as the Cup and Xfinity teams will take to the 2.5-mile Super Speedway at Daytona International Speedway, while the Truck Boys will be in an afternoon showdown on Sunday at Worldwide Technology Raceway, or as most people know it, Gateway. Let's start with the 62nd annual Coke Zero Sugar 400. It will be Kevin Harvick on the pole. Truex Jr. will start second. Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski will start third and fourth. And Eric Amarola will start in fifth. The playoff bubble drivers, William Byron will start in sixth. Jimmy Johnson seventh. Matt DiBenedetto will start in the 15th position. And Eric Jones will start in the 20th position. Once again, coverage 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBC. On the Xfinity side of things, the Wawa 250 will be on Friday night with Chase Briscoe on the pole. Ross Chastain will be starting second. Austin Cindric third. Noah Gregson will be starting fourth. And Justin Allgaier rounds out the top five. Once again, coverage of the Wawa 250, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on NBCSN. Green flag will wave at 7:39 p.m. Eastern time. Number three, Noah Gregson returned to Junior Motorsports in 2021. Junior Motorsports announced via Twitter on Thursday afternoon that Noah Gregson will return to the team in 2021. This is Gregson's second full season in Xfinity with Junior Motorsports, and he has two wins this year and 10 top 10 finishes. He was on Instagram Live last night, and he was giving some cryptic messages about what was going to happen. Well, it was finally announced today as he will be back in the Xfinity Boys for Dale Jr. and Junior Motorsport. That is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com Stock Car Scoop. You can follow me on Twitter at TheBrianNolan, follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch, and give us a like on Facebook, facebook.com/FrontStretch. Check out the FrontStretch podcast each and every week, Dustin Albino, Mike Neff do, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, Spotify today, and for all the latest on Daytona, Gateway, and the NASCAR playoffs, check out FrontStretch.com. From all of us here at FrontStretch, stay healthy, stay safe, continue to social distance, and when in public, wear a mask.